This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Marisa Lagos in for Madeline Brand. Actress Olivia Munn announced last week that she's battled breast cancer for the past year. Munn did her regular mammograms and even took the genetic test that looks for the breast cancer gene. Neither indicated she had breast cancer. But then her doctor calculated what's known as her breast cancer risk assessment score. She then had an MRI, an ultrasound, and biopsy that showed an aggressive, fast-moving cancer in both breasts. And she credits this risk calculator with saving her life and catching her cancer a year earlier than if she had waited for her next mammogram. Dr. Amanda Woodworth is a breast surgeon with Keck Medicine of USC. Welcome to Press Play, Doctor.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I wondered if you could start just explaining, what is this breast cancer risk assessment tool? How does it work? What are the questions it might ask?
So there are a couple of different breast risk assessment tools that are out there. The one that is most widely accepted as being the most accurate is one called a Tyrer-Cuzick version 8 risk score. And what this does is it asks all sorts of things, your age, your when you started your periods, when you stopped your periods, your height and weight, because that is also a very important factor. Whether or not you've had children, your age at your first child, any abnormal biopsies in the past, family history, and it also includes breast density as well, which is a really important element when we talk about the correct screening for breast cancer.
So, I mean, should we all be hopping online and taking this test? It sounds pretty straightforward and simple.
It is pretty straightforward and simple. And I mean, the quick answer is yes. I really do think that women should know what their risk is. The one place where it can get a little bit more difficult is when it comes to the breast density. If you are of mammogram age, this will be reported out on your mammogram reports. And it is California state law that you receive this information. So I do think that any woman should hop on and calculate this.
I mean, but like with any medical assessment, I'm sure there are some shortcomings, too. I know, for example, some racial groups may not be quite as accurate. Can you talk about any shortcomings?
Correct. Oh, there are many shortcomings. And as I said, the best tool that we have so far, because even this tool has quite a bit of shortcomings. You are exactly correct that especially African-American women are under scored when it comes to this specific risk assessment tool. We've seen time and time again that African-American women's scores are not adequately reflected with the Tyrer-Cuzick. But again, it's unfortunately the best we have. This is something that currently with the American Cancer Society, I serve on their National Breast Cancer Roundtable. And I'm specifically in this work group looking at what's the best way to assess risk. And this is some work that we're currently doing to see if there is anything better out there.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about interpreting these tests. I mean, Olivia Munn said she had a 37% score, which sounds like not that bad, right? I mean, you could see somebody saying, well, that means there's a 63% chance I won't get cancer. How important is it, A, to be talking about anything you find with your doctor, but also to sort of just give us a benchmark of like what we're looking for here?
So yeah, to put this in perspective, so the average woman's lifetime risk of developing breast cancer is about 11 to 12%. So 37% is actually quite high. And, you know, in this case, anything higher than a 20% is considered high risk. So that's kind of the magic cutoff that we look for. And what we do with that number then is determine if you qualify for additional testing beyond a mammogram.
Right. Well, like in Olivia Munn's case, she talked about that. She was doing her mammogram. She had actually done genetic testing, which is not something everyone may have access to. And those didn't show a problem. But then she took this. So is it likely that those other tools won't show something here? And what do you tell people who may not have the same sort of resources and insurance care that, you know, a successful Hollywood actress might?
So a lot of people, and, you know, it's kind of not that dissimilar from years ago with Angelina Jolie, that everyone thought that, you know, she could only get the genetic testing because she was, you know, rich and famous actress. But that's actually not true. If you meet certain guidelines, things are covered by insurance. So, in the case of high risk screening, first of all, every woman, you know, can qualify for an annual mammogram, and every woman that is over the age of 40 should be getting an annual mammogram, maybe even younger if you have, you know, breast cancers in your family that start at a younger age. But then when it comes to for high risk women, if your lifetime risk is greater than 20%, that most insurances do cover an MRI. You don't have to be, you know, a famous actress to be able to get one. It's seen as a very, very good screening tool for breast cancers, especially in high risk women.
That's great to know, and something people can advocate themselves for if they have that information. On the other hand, I know there's been a lot of talk in the medical community over the ethics of some of these screening tools. You know, you can get these tests telling you what you might be genetically predisposed to years in the future, and that can cause anxiety, especially when you don't know what's going to happen. How should patients think in your mind about these potential trade-offs when they're deciding whether to undergo any of these types of screenings?
So I'm definitely a knowledge is power woman. You know, when it comes to genetics, and this is what I tell my patients all the time, if you find out you have a genetic mutation, that doesn't make it that you have a genetic mutation. You had that genetic mutation, you just now know it. And so that is giving you the power to be able to do something about that. Whether it's just doing increased screening with an MRI, that then if you develop a breast cancer, we can catch it at its earliest possible stage. And you know, it's the same kind of thinking when you talk about just doing a screening mammogram. There's a lot of women who don't want to get a mammogram because they don't want to find out that they have cancer. Well, the mammogram's not going to be what gives you cancer. The mammogram's going to be just what detects it at its earliest possible stage. And so that's what I recommend, why I recommend, you know, doing whatever you can do to know what your risk is. So then we can make sure that we're screening you appropriately. We should not be treating all women exactly the same because, surprise, not all women are exactly the same. We should be looking at each individual to determine what is the best way to screen that woman.
Okay. On the flip side of that, do you feel like women who maybe, you know, get a clear mammogram, don't have genetic markers? I mean, A, we've already established they should probably do the screening, but like, can you get a false sense of security, perhaps, if you score low on one of these?
First of all, none of us have a crystal ball. I really wish I had a crystal ball because we have women who are diagnosed with breast cancer all the time that their risk was considered low. So it doesn't mean that if you're low, that you can maybe back off of your mammograms or if you feel something, not saying something. So, you know, it's just important to always keep in mind that yes, every woman should be getting an annual mammogram, meaning once a year. And if you feel something, then you should be calling your primary doctor or OBGYN to make sure that you get it worked up appropriately.
All right, that is Dr. Amanda Woodworth. She's a breast surgeon with Keck Medicine of USC, and she directs USC's high-risk breast clinics. Thank you so much for your insight today.
Thank you.